Hi.
Hi.
Before we start, we should say that obviously there's like a lot of bad things happening in the world.
Yeah, just a few.
One or two. And so it would be easy to be like, let's talk about the UN thing or let's talk about like Chechnya. But like, I feel like we all need just like an hour or so a week where we don't have to think about the fact that the world is horrible.
Crumbling and falling
apart.
We're
going to die. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should only talk about good things.
Uh-huh.
And that's that. I'm glad you called right now because I'm outside on my break from work and I am standing by a giant poster for the play Stuffed, written by and starring Lisa Lampanelli, and it does say Nikki Blonsky, Hairspray.
I can't believe it. We have to see it. We need to go support emerging artists.
Emerging artist Nikki Blonsky.
I feel like everything she'll ever be in will be like introducing Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray.
Okay, so let's talk about The Bear.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's amazing.
I was prepared to hate this. I was prepared to think
Me
it was
too.
Awful. I was really prepared to hate it. Is it the best TV show in the world? Absolutely not. Is it well made? No. Is it a good concept? Yes. I think it's so clever.
And it's just so fun. And honestly, everyone on it is good. Leah's actually, like, I was watching it, and I was like, is Lea Michele a good actress?
Well, I was watching it, and I was like, this is actually weirdly relevant without being too on the nose.
Yeah.
Which I love. I don't know if this was on purpose or not, because this was at least conceived before November of last year. But
I do love that Lea compared herself to Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. She probably doesn't know who that is. So I have a new theory with Lea Michele.
Okay.
I think the way that she portrays this character of, what is her name, like Vanessa or something?
Well, let's be clear. Her character's name is Valentina Barella.
Yeah,
so
which
Lea Michele is indeed playing a Latina woman.
Which I don't think she realized because she can't read the name.
Lea,
yeah,
if you're
sure.
listening, your character is not white.
But I feel like she doesn't really have a character. Like, her character is just kind of Lea Michele. Not really Lea Michele in Ryan Murphy shows because that's not what this is. It's just literally Lea Michele. Like, she doesn't have any kind of character
trait or
anything like that.
More like illiterally.
So I think that she's really focusing on her performance, and I think that she has an earpiece and she's being fed the line.
More like illiterally.
But really, if you watch it, she does a lot of things with her ears and with her hair, and I think she's being fed the lines from off camera.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So there are three moments that are very important for Lea Michele theory. First of all, she makes her first appearance on The Mayor with a stack of books and binders.
Right, yes.
I don't know if you noticed, I fully screamed. Second of all, there's a part where she talks about her, like, index cards that she's using to, like, plot out the guy's first 100 days in office. All
yeah.
the index cards are blank.
Yes, they are. I was like, maybe these are, like, the unused ones that she hasn't really used yet. But even the ones that are pinned up on the thing already are blank.
Fully blank. And then in the tag at the end of the episode, she picks up an index card and goes, is this what I think it is? See ya.
When they're coming to look for the permit later and she doesn't know where it is, it's probably because she doesn't know what it looks like.
Exactly.
This show is just confirming this theory.
Yeah, really.
If anybody has Lea Michele's phone number, we can get her on this conference call and figure it out.
Real quick conference on Lea Michele. I'm probably going to watch the whole season just because I want to support Lea and I want to keep her on TV because she needs the work. Until Funny Girl opens, we got to keep Lea Michele employed.
Maybe that's
oh, yeah.
why she's doing TV work. She's trying to self-produce Funny Girl on Broadway.
Oh, my God. Of course she is. So, Robert.
Yeah?
Do you know who Mona Veronica Campbell is?
I can't say that I do.
She is the first transgender plus-size model to walk the ramp for India's Fashion Week.
Oh, my God.
Basically, Fashion Week just happened, and she walked the runway and is, like, a total star in India now. And is, like,
oh my
speaking
God.
Out for, like, trans people, giving speeches and stuff, and is just totally taking India by storm.
I love how many layers were in that.
I
that
know,
she's
right?
trans, that she's a model, that she's plus size, that she's amazing, and that she walked at Fashion Week, and that now she's a star.
Yeah, just, like, keeps unfolding.
That's amazing. I am going to have to go look up pictures of her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Ready for my news?
Yeah.
This is, like, breaking news.
Oh.
Like, this is, like, really recent. So, Jay, do you know
yeah.
the hip hop artist Sam Smith?
Yeah.
He has a boyfriend.
Oh, who's his boyfriend?
Brandon Flynn, who is in 13 Reasons Why.
Oh my God, star of our first phone call episode, Brandon Flynn.
Yes.
Whoa. Wow.
And they are
wow.
a cute couple. Like, if you Google Sam Smith and Brandon Flynn, there's a whole bunch of pictures of them walking down the street recently. They are so cute.
I mean, they look the same.
No, I'm going to say no. I mean, Sam Smith has like a shaved head and is tall and lanky, and Brandon Flynn literally plays like a football star on 13 Reasons Why.
Well, they're both white men, so they look the same to me. Okay, so who came out this week?
You know, I really tried hard to find someone that came out this week, and people have come out in the month of September, but not so far in October.
Well, the good news is I have someone who came out this week. He is not a celebrity. He is not famous at all, but he came He came out on live national television.
Okay.
His name is Andy.
Okay.
He seems to not have a last name. He came out live on a BBC News special, and it was the first time he had ever said it in his entire life.
Oh. What was he doing there?
He was just in the audience. They were like, anyone have any comments? And he was like, I'm bisexual. And they were like, okay.
If that happened while I was there, I'd be like, sit down.
It's like, okay, Andy, way to pull the fucking focus.
And here's my number.
Well, he's 16.
Here's my number. Call me in a few years. Who is that guy, Grayson, those two guys that you tweeted at me?
Oh, God, I don't remember their names. They were like...
Who were 17?
Yeah, they were like the Grayson twins or something, like YouTube stars. And
yeah,
both
and
hot,
I got
but they're
mad.
17.
I got mad at Grayson because Grayson is 17, but if you go through his media on Twitter, it's all... pictures of him just like shirtless running on the beach and like with dogs and stuff, and I'm like, listen, you're not allowed to take 18 and older photography and post it on the internet while being under 18 because it is misleading. Also, how many weeks is it until Lily Reinhart comes back on Riverdale?
What?
I think it's only like 1 week.
Yeah.
Also,
Grayson,
did you love
Ethan
Will and Grace
Dolan
this week?
Oh my God, I did love Will and Grace this week. But let's not say any specifics about the episode. Even though we're definitely recording this on Thursday night, let's not mention anything that happened on the episode. I thought Deborah Messing did a great job.
Deborah Messing, who's getting a star on the Hollywood Fame Walk.
Okay, I can't talk about that.
I feel like that should make LGBTQ news of the week.
That's news of the day every day. When it happens, I'm going to just ascend.
But that's it from me. Do you have any other news?
Did Kevin Spacey come out this week?
Nope. Well, sorry, a really hot guy walked by me, and my brain shut down. God.
Well,
no, he didn't. But maybe I should give this guy Kevin Spacey's number.
Okay, I should go because a gaggle of teenagers is approaching me, and I don't know what they're doing, but I'm afraid of them. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.